It's pussy time in America. The time has come for another episode of the Pussy Centipede. Can you dig it, man? Can you dig it?
Peter Cup O'Come, a very special guest host. I am just a plastic tumbler filled with semen. Today's episode of the Pussy Centipede is literally a sequel to Spider Baby, and it's sequel AF. After the events of Spider Baby, Jill Banner's character survived the explosion and went off into the woods.
I'm a baby spider and I want to eat some bugs.
Then a bunch of spiders approached Jill Banner and they were crying. One spider spoke up.
I am Spinnaka and I need your help. You are the queen of the spiders.
But I'm just a baby spider. How can I be your queen?
There is a bad man. An exterminator. He hates spiders. He is spraying poison into our pussies and then puts his pee-pee in our pussies and humps them.
Pee-pee and pussy? Let me see.
Then Spadaka showed Jill Banner his pussy and it was all bruised and bloody.
Don't worry, my spider friends. I will help you stop this bad man. Just show me where he is.
Then the spiders led Jill Banner into the wood until they came to a brown van. In front of the van stood a giant man of 7 feet. He was naked and carrying a poison sprayer. He had a Polaroid camera hanging from his pee-pee head.
Are you spiders here to get fucked again? I am the exterminator of raping. Hear my song!
A spider's pussy is love. I know I stuck my Polaroid inside and in an instant I saw a web shaped like a heart. But it's not funny, I know. Rape is not a joke. A rape is an imitation of love. It's not art and every date is rape. Every touch is rape. Every look is rape. Every kiss is rape. Every life, every birth is rape. And when your lips touch your mother's clit as you pass through that hole and into this world, you raped her. You raped her. And when you leave this world and pass through that hole into heaven and your death is a sexual assault, you raped Earth. A spider's pussy is love. I know I stuck my Polaroid inside and in an instant I saw a web shaped like a heart. But it's not funny, I know. Rape is not a joke. A rape is an imitation of love.
I am a spider and you are a bad man. Why do you have a camera on your pee-pee?
I'm going to be the most famous photographer ever because of my Polaroids of the inside of spider pussies. And you can't stop me.
Wrong, exterminator of raping. I'm a spider and I hate bugs, and I eat bugs.
Then Jill Banner pulled her dress up over her head and did a spider jump. She punched Exterminator of Raping's nose with her pussy and snapped the bone.
Ugh! Your pussy broke my nose!
Then that Nirvana song, Drain You, started playing on the van's radio. And Spadaka started acting all sad and depressed and like a weird piece of shit.
Oh, Boo-hoo! Boo-hoo! Please turn this song off. It hurts my spidery emotions.
Jill Banner was distracted by the crying. And Exterminator of Raping threw her to the ground and started licking her thighs.
Your spider legs taste like sexy white ice cream. I will lick them until they melt away.
No, you're a bug.
Jill Banner pulled her knives out and stabbed them both into Exterminator of Raping's eyes.
Ugh, my eyes, you stupid spider.
Okay, my spider friends, let's make a web for this bad man.
All the spiders got together and made a giant web, and they covered Exterminator of Raping in web. Then this one spider wearing gold chains and a backwards Detroit Tigers cap started rapping.
Yo, 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 I'm Web Ghost, haunting the webs like a ghost. Your mom's spaghetti is toast.
All of the spiders were dancing, except for Spadaka. He was acting like a depressed asshole.
Why aren't you dancing, Spadaka? Your frowny face is ruining the party.
I'm sorry. That song was on the radio, upset me. Many years ago, when I was a baby spider, a young bug sat outside my window and sung that song to me. He loved me, but I ate him because he was a bug. It's just like weird. The dead, they haunt you. They live on in your heart. No one is ever really gone. Over a lifetime, you collect more and more of the dead, and they hold some degree of influence over your heart until you become one of the dead. To some degree, it's uplifting, I suppose.
Hey, you said you were a baby spider, but I'm a baby spider. We can't both be baby spiders. It's not fair!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
And this is where our story ends. Wasn't that sequel as fuck? I am Peter Cup O'Come, but you can call me Peacock. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Pussy Centipede.